Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you have like some workings or work with Andrew Tate in some capacity?
I did, yes.
Now, how was that working with Andrew Tate?
I didn't work with him directly.
Okay.
However, I worked directly with the marketing team that blew him up. So we mainly devised the foundational format for how social media is to this day. So from head tracking, the clipping, the...
What is head tracking?
Like, where, like, you move, and then, like, kind of in the center of the screen, it's following your head movements.
Yep.
So that, the zoom in, the edits, the subtitles by the face with only three words maximum, that is a rule, three words maximum, literally even certain outlines to where the eyes are naturally going to fall, the statistics, the reason why you have subtitles is 80% of people or more
listen to it without the music or sound.
Because they're in public places without headphones.
Right.
So if I'm on a tram, I don't know what this person's about to say, but I can quietly scroll, I can read. You see how many people you're cutting out when you don't put a subtitle on there?
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't even give that option kind of thing?
Right.
Plus, like, yeah, well, I mean, we're shooting for the lowest common denominator, so pretty much the person with the shortest attention span. So how can we optimize for that? Because if we can get them staying the whole time and hypnotized, then we can get the smart people to do the same thing.
Right.
We can get the people with longer attention spans to do that.
Yeah.
Since we're going for the pretty much bare minimum person.
Yeah.
You
got the method already. If you understand the marketing, you got the creativity, you know, you got the skills. It's just like, when is it going to really blow?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you got all the foundational basics that someone needs to really, really pop in this game. And also you can pass on knowledge from your experiences.
To circle back, we mentioned it.
Yeah.
It's a team.
Yeah, 100%.
The thing that, bro, how much volume, even though he was banned on every platform, you couldn't get rid of him. We made him literally the most Googled, literally the most famous man in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And, bro, it's not really even bot accounts, but from fan accounts to motivational accounts. Because it's all really kind of affiliate marketing based, because it was a funnel to drive sales.
Right.
But it's also simultaneously made him the most famous man in the world.
Yeah.
But there's teams of almost thousands of people that were making three clips a day, every day. And he had the Google Drives filled with so much footage that you just, I mean, it's thousands of hours. But that's not only so expensive, it has to be organized. I understand what needs to be done. But also, how can I ask things from certain people without having my ducks in a row? Like I said, I'm really based on integrity. I don't want to give you no promise that I can't deliver on.
Right.
Because that affects me and the way I view myself.
Yeah.
It makes me feel cowardice. That's the biggest thing is at the end of the day, I do to some degree care about what other people think. Really, honestly, the people's opinions that I actually value, not everybody. However, the final say is me.
Got it. Okay.
Now is when I got to go to sleep at night and that voice talks to you like, use a bitch.
Right.
Or use da-da-da-da. Also, excuse my language. But it's like, that I don't want. That I can't live with.
Yeah.
Because that I can't get away from. I can't da-da-da. And even sounds cowardice trying to say, get away from it.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, 100%. Man, I thought you were light-skinned first. Are you white or are you black?
I'm white.
I bet. So,
I'm Italian. My last name is Capozzi.
Capozzi.
Got you.
And black people call that white.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just, you know, I don't know how you carry yourself.
I don't feel like that, right?
Right. Right. You know, it's not the blonde head, blue eyed feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Feel like you got some type of soul in you, though. But, you know, still navigating the space in a hip hop that's predominantly black as a white person. Can you tell us a little bit of the contrast of how it is navigating that space compared to even when you tell your family that, hey, this is where I'm taking my career as a hip hop person?
So one of the main things is kind of like I mentioned is I am focused on more than just hip hop.
Absolutely.
So it's music as a whole. Mm-hmm. But that is a great question. There's two ways to look at it. Okay. And it's really kind of in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of a prejudice because it's a white boy, da da da. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are still racist.
Indeed.
In any skin color. They still have their own prejudices. So there's some of that I experience. But I also, to a degree, have utilized it to my benefit to where not only do I, a lot of the times, I can come across as professional.
Right.
Which... sometimes it's not respected. Sometimes it's, again, like I said, that kind of thing where it's more looked down upon. I don't want to deal with that or da da da.
Yeah.
However, I've been proficient in sales. So I, a lot of times, know how to communicate, talk to the customer, make sure at least they're provided for. And I mean, I really act like a human being with them. Right. And I feel like that is one of the best ways of getting it across that it's like, bro, I don't want nothing from you. Right. I'm not trying to get something from you. Like, yeah, I want to be paid, like, adequately, but I'm not here to rip you off. I'm not, like, bro, you don't give a fuck about me.
Right.
I don't care about you. Let's keep it a band. You want to go home to your family? I want to go home to my family. Mm-hmm. So let's do the job. Let's get the work done.
Yeah.
And I feel like anybody can kind of respect that.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, then the beats is hard.
Right.
Like, really, really hard.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where they're like, wait, what?
Right.
Oh,
you
made this? Okay. Nah, you far. To where it's like, I might not click with you because, I mean, at the end of the day, when the way I talk about things, I have a certain level of excitement.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little bit nerdy. Like, yeah, I can be a bit cultured, but, I mean, I'm not fully street. I don't always keep it fully, like...
Right. You're talking about Legos.
Pee or laid back. You know, I'm not always, like, laid back or nonchalant. Sometimes I can be real expressive, and that can be much for people. Especially, like, think about it. I mean, some of these guys, they'd be on the road. People constantly asking them for stuff. I got to pay for this. I got to pay for that. I got to make the money back. Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, I mean, I'm using a bunch of drugs. So they're not in the best mind state.
Mm-hmm.
As well as they're not getting enough sleep. So they definitely ain't thinking clearly on top of all the other things going on. So, I mean, there's a lot. Like, I got to be understanding, too.
Yeah.
And then they be understanding with me. And then I just talk to them like a human being. Like, bro, if it really come down to it, you're not finna talk to me like that.
Right, right.
Now,
yeah.
We can, as men, step outside and throw the ones, but more than likely, it's not finna go that way because people like to shoot these days a lot. And they will reach for that once they understand what it feels like to get kicked in the leg.
Indeed.
Or just kicked in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I've trained MMA over at Combat Fitness on Bessemer.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, shout out Coach or Mr. Graham Priu, I think is his name. I apologize if I mispronounced it. Great mentor. He gave me great stoic ideologies and things like that. And we had a lot of great talks. But yeah, like I'm sitting here like that ain't finna go your way. So more than likely that won't work. I only trust a few individuals to actually throw the ones. So it's really just, if this doesn't resolve, or we can't sit here and come to a common ground, I'm going home. I'll get your money back. I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. What about family? Like, when you let them know, like, what your interests are and things like that, or are you going to be around this culture more, or, you know?
At first, my mom, to a degree, doesn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she like, because it's a safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really, like, not looking down on it. It's more just like she knows what happens.
Yeah.
She knows that, I mean, if I'm around the wrong rapper at the wrong time, I could get robbed, I could get shot, I could da 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 da.
Right.
But that's really kind of on me to deal with. That's really the only thing she wishes. It's like, I wish you chose maybe like a safer career option or a safer thing to where also like money ain't guaranteed in this at all.
Right.
At all. It's hard. It's a struggle, right? I mean, there's a reason people say the starving artist. Like,
100%.
Like, 100%. It might seem like I got a lot going on, but I do sales.
Right.
Like, I'm a music producer for sure.
Right.
And I got, I got unreleased things that I hope they come out. Because then it'd be like, kind of like a real nut drop kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
But like, at the end of the day, bro, I just love this.
Yeah.
And the people that really want to create, cool, make something. And the only way I'm going to be the boogeyman to where it's mm-hmm. the boogeyman, is I got to provide the results.
Yeah.
I got to do the work.
100%.
I got to produce.
Right, right, yeah.
So that's kind of my focus.
For sure. What's your pops? Did you grow up with your pops too?
No.
Okay, got you. Well, mom, dude, no, shout out to her. She's doing her job. Her
stepdad really doesn't care
at all.
So it's not like there's really a
disdain. And when you say he doesn't care, you saying like what you do or about you?
Same.
Both.
Same, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's a bit rough. But at the end of the day, what he does want is to see me succeed.
Okay.
Which is weird.
That is interesting. He says, what the hell?
Because the thing is it's transactional.
Okay.
If you succeed, your mom is happier. I live a better life. Mm. But to be real, I'd rather not deal with you. That's how he approached things. Yeah, it hurts because I actually care about the guy. But that is what it is.
That's interesting, yeah.
But he does want me to succeed, so he's helped with a lot of things.
Okay.
I don't want to say, like, extremely financially in regards of a lot of things, but he has been there to help.
That's some care, though, bro. Don't overlook that.
Action to him is transaction. Mm-hmm. It's not care.
How you know that?
Because I talked to him.
And okay.
His name is Wynn Palmer. He has patents under his name.
Mm-hmm.
He designed the chips that go on our phones to make them work.
Mm-hmm.
However, he just thinks a very critical and transactional way of life.
Mm.
And
that mess might be how he is. He might got autism on the low.
Yeah, no, he does. Yeah. For sure. For sure. And he, to a degree, is like, I want you to be successful in whatever you do. Mm-hmm. But I really don't give a damn what you do.
Right.
So there is no, like, support in an aspect. Right. But it's not like nobody's pulling against me.
Got it.
It's more like, we don't want you to make the bad decisions.
Got it.
Sometimes when it comes to this music thing, you got to go out on a risk. Maybe go to the sketchy studio session that, yeah, it ain't the best decision.
Yeah.
It ain't the best decision to go, but shit.
Yeah.
That might be it. You really want to make music or not?
Yeah, like, yeah.
That might be it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And I mean, I'm taking accountability. I'm making those choices. Yeah, I could easily choose just as much to say no.
Right.
But that's his viewpoint. That's what he wants. So that's where the conflict can come into play. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
The way he views and deals with things. So
yeah, we take people as they are. You know, I totally get it. You know, it is what it is.
Now, yeah, it definitely got to me. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, it can got to me.
I mean, but yeah,
because actually, this whole conversation happened yesterday.
Wow,
I know it's fresh, very fresh. So I'm still like, I don't like the way that whole thing feels. But
yeah, yeah,
it also gave me another understanding of how people can be.
Right.
And how to deal with certain people,
real?
Especially at a high level. Yeah. No, it's all logical. I can't sit here and say, like, the only thing he being a bitch about is just you're not being human.
Yeah. 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 I mean, because, like,
it's
all these years.
It's too logical. It's too machine. And I'm trying to deal with you as, like, a mentor, as what I see as a father, the only father figure I've technically ever had,
right,
outside of mentors,
yeah,
whether it be Sud or whatever it is, but they don't really like fit to me as like father figures.
Nah,
it's more like big
peers,
bros.
Yeah,
big bros or peers kind of thing.
Yeah,
but like in that regard, and then it's real like dismissive, like really, I don't want to deal with you, bro.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, damn.
He's so used to working in business, it seemed like he even carried that shit in his family.
That's all it is to him.
Yeah.
Everything's transactional.
Yeah.
Family doesn't matter at all to him.
Right.
At all. Only thing that matters is results.
Damn. I mean, but is that the ones that's most successful? Is that their mindset?
I mean, bro, that's why I gave you his name. You can look him up. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Bro is extremely wealthy.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
Very good.
Right.
I mean, he's become super successful in life.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
comes at
marriage
a price.
Wise, women wise, that doesn't necessarily reflect.
Right.
But business and the way, and that's why kind of I'm saying what I'm saying, where it's like business and result wise, I can't say nothing.
Right.
Like, he right.
Right.
He yeah. right. That's low emotionally key. But it's like, damn. But like on an emotional level, yeah. carrying a human level, it's
fucked up
humanity. Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good for, you know, rearing of a child to have that type. You got to learn how to cut it off, like the transactional, you know, it got to be a cut off on that when it comes to coming home.
And I was talking to a friend about it, but it is very Chinese business mindset, too, because he also did a lot of international business, which is like nothing but results, nothing but like, there is no family. Like, you're going to basically show you love me through action, which right. is honoring my name, which is da 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 da, and succeeding and becoming the best version of yourself, which right. I'm completely all for. But he's gonna force you to do it,
right?
I'm gonna force you to make the best decisions. I'm not gonna help you. I'm going to provide my help by forcing things upon you.
Yeah,
and I've been in sales and successful in sales. For 6, maybe 7 years now. That don't work.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's going to help you be a better
sales,
father, though.
That don't work.
Because you know what don't work, and you know what works. You can have the happy medium.
This is the other thing, too. Man, when I talk to people, a lot of times it makes me extremely depressed because, like, I do understand, like, I was talking to one person where they were talking about how, like, how difficult it is to be, like, a stepdad because they were trying to basically be there and like the relationship can't build or like there isn't one kind of there. But that is a self-admittance, in my opinion, of your failure. And the reason I consider it that is because as a stepdad, what is the main thing you don't have that a real dad would have? Blood ties.
Right.
This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid even also feels a certain level like this is my dad.
Right.
You don't have that as a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to literally lead by who you are.
Right.
If you're not a strong enough person to lead, they will not allow you to be their leader. I don't care what authority you've been given.
For sure. I got a 14-year-old stepson.
They will not allow you to do that.
Yep. So trust me, I understand exactly what you mean.
You have to be someone that they go and relinquish control to. Right. As I trust you to lead.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's the thing is like doing that and that route, the forced route, the yes, you can get results, but you will be resented. You're not a leader. I mean, in his mind, he doesn't care.
Right.
He doesn't care. But I understand the impact of that. And that's why when you said, I could be a better father. Yeah, because I'm not even worried about the fact that they're going to be sitting here and working with me in an aspect of, oh, this is my dad, so it's got to be like this. No, I want to be someone that's good enough that when my son or daughter, if I ever have one, or whoever I wind up raising, looks up to me and goes, that's my hero.
Right.
One, never even had that shit, but two, like, that's what you have to be. That's kind of the whole point, the highest point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is becoming the best version of yourself and becoming something and someone of value.
That's exactly what the highest point is.
That value is not necessarily determined by the social aspect because I know a lot of people don't like that, but it is true. I mean, value as in even just to your next man, of being a friend,
yeah,
being somebody of integrity or just whatever it is.
Right.
You have to become that instead of just saying it or whatever. So, and it's a lot of work. And the gym taught me that. But you just gotta become that.
Yeah, 100%, man. And then like what I've learned as being a stepfather for all these years, you're gonna have to do much more when it comes to emotionally and actually being there than the biological father is, or does. Because still, at the end of the day, when he look at the other man that might not do as much or even half of what you have done.
That's still my biological dad.
Right.
So, like, you're still fighting that, too.
Right. And that he will forgive the bio dad for something 2 times as worse as forgiving you for something. So you got to be way more on your P's and Q's.
That's why I say, like, when someone sits there and is like, oh, well, they won't follow me, da, 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 I'm thinking to a degree you failed because you got to be, like, you're playing it on hard mode.
Right, right.
You don't
right,
exactly. got that attachment. Right. You don't got it. You have to just yeah. be the leader.
100%.
You have to be the person that sells them the idea, goes, I refer to her.
Right, right.
This is 100%. My dad, but this is the person that's always stood up and been my right. mentor, my leader, the yeah. person I can turn to and trust and yeah. and rely on and yeah. be there. As yeah.
In
an
ideal situation, it would be both. Like, both working together, but unfortunately, that's yeah, just not how life worked in majority.
Yeah,
you know, it is what it is. But, man, it's, we went over a lot of stuff. I think we're going to have to do a part two, bro. This is crazy.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I'm loving the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, it's dope combo. But, you know, in closing, can you let people know, okay, first of all, I want to know, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? What are you, what are you doing to prepare yourself for that, whatever you feel like you're going to be? And also let the people know how they can follow you and tap into what you got going on.
Okay, gotcha. So, first of all, in all social media platforms, The Boogeyman, so TheBoogeyMan, so like boogie dance kind of thing. I thought it was cool. Shout out Miko for giving me the name. Boogeyman underscore 808 on Instagram, also YouTube, pretty much all platforms kind of thing. Now, where I see myself in the next few years, maybe even 10 years, mm-hmm. is one of the biggest music producers in the world, mm-hmm. right? How I'm fully going to get there is whether it's still working with the people around. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Taliban that I want to work with and develop, and we'll see where that goes. I want to keep working with Sophomore. I want to work with, like I said, the real of the industry. Yeah. Juicy J to Gucci Mane to even Future still. Thank God Future still ain't a part of that whole thing. Because, man, ooh, that would have hurt me. That would have hurt me.
Yeah.
That would have super, super hurt me.
Yeah.
But those, I mean, I could keep going down the list of, you know, the people I want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And bring not only the fun back, kind of into the culture to right. where it feels like the old 808 Mafia vlogs. Mm. It feels like, yeah, when you see the clip of Zaytoven playing and you got that feeling of like excitement and stuff, bringing all that back. Like, and not as in bringing it back and like trying to recreate history or rebring history again or like beat a dead horse, but the new age of that.
Yeah.
Evolve it, develop it, innovate it. And that's one of the main things. So from content creation to all that, like creating fun videos again too. Like even what I feel like is the YouTubers have taken a huge step back.
Yeah.
And just from maybe even creating my own Rob Dyrdek Fantasy Factory kind of thing.
Ah.
Like, okay. Man, we're going to have fun with this.
Yeah,
we're going to bring about a whole new era in music and content creation and the world. Do I fully know how to do it yet? No. Did Henry Ford know how to do it? Did Carnegie fully know how to do it? No.
Right.
But we going to do it. Yeah. We going to figure out a way. I got a plan. We're going to do it. And anybody, this is like kind of a call to all creatives or anybody this resonates with. I mean, this is a call out. Building whatever the equivalent of a Justice League is. Whatever the equivalent of the Avengers is, if you have a real heart for this and you genuinely want to create, you genuinely want to be the next Timbaland and all this, come find us. We ain't gatekeeping nothing, but at the same time, if you're going to sit here and lie or waste time, it will be a very quick goodbye. But there are more opportunities than we can count. Mm-hmm. It's just we have to not only create it, but harvest it. Like, be consistent with it. We have to do the work. We have to be the next Metro Boomin's, the next Southside. Nobody's coming to save us. We got this. Come on.
100%.
You know where to find me. I put the information. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, no problem, man. I'm going to have all this information.
This was such a blast.
Yeah, man, it's been awesome, yo. For real, for real.
This is the best interview I've had so far.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
I'm not saying anybody else was bad, but, like, I genuinely enjoyed this conversation.
Yes, sir. Same here, man.
Genuinely.
Same here. And I feel like I want to still build with you, you know, later on as well, so we can connect on that.
Of course. I'm
going to have all the Boogeyman information in the description below. Have his information on the screen. Make sure you guys tap in. I only respect the real, and that's only the real I want to have on this platform. He gave you guys the steps how to reach the highest point. Stay tuned. So until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.